This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like me.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Yes, indeed it is, and a huge welcome to one and all. Hope you're doing okay on this Tuesday, the 28th of April. This is the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM in the Brentwood, Billericay and surrounding areas of Essex, and on phoenixfm.com, broadcast all over the world. So hope everything is great for you. We're going to have all the usual craziness, and there are some people already joining me on Facebook Live as well. So if you want to know what I look like while I'm on the radio, then feel free to tune in. And it is on Facebook Live. Get to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page or my personal Ben Simmons Facebook page, and you will actually see the live stream showing me here in the station wearing a rather fetching blue top. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, how are you doing in this lockdown as we struggle on through as the weeks go by? I do suspect there will be some kind of easing in the coming couple of weeks announced, but it won't be too much too soon. Here's hoping. Anyway, loads of stuff going on in this show tonight. As ever, the opportunity to be my legend of the week. And first of all, with regards to the Facebook Live, a huge thank you to Adam Ralph, who saw me talking about the background of my video last week when somebody asked me why it was back to front. And I said there was a mirroring effect on the camera for Facebook Live, which caused everything to be back to front. But you may well notice if you watch now, it's not back to front, is it? Look at that, rather exciting behind me up there. You can read everything. So that's clearly brilliant for everybody involved. Adam showed me the technical way to improve that situation. So I've done just that. So hopefully that's made a bit of a difference for everybody watching. Now you are seeing literally the reality of everything. Anyway, there's loads going on today. As you know, I do like to celebrate wacky holidays that occur on the day of the broadcast, and today is no different. Fortunately for anyone who's easily offended, it's Clean Comedy Day today, so that's nice, isn't it? It's also Great Poetry Reading Day, so if you want to do some great poetry reading, now's the time. Don't read mediocre poetry. Oh, no. Thanks for your advice there, Ash. Obviously, the Facebook Live may not pick up my voice as loud as this microphone here, but if I shout too loud, it'll be ridiculous for everybody on the radio, but thanks for that. Hello to Sue Ward. Hello to B from Orpington. Hello to Ash in Shenfield. Good to know you guys are out there. Other ridiculous holidays. It's National Cubicle Day today. Not quite sure what all that's about. It's also School Bus Driver's Day, but more excitingly than anything, it is today National Superhero Day. There was a slight pause there on the Facebook Live because I played a jingle, a fanfare, to whet everybody's appetite with the sheer excitement of everything going on. Yes, it's National Superhero Day. So much of this show is going to be dedicated to superheroes. If you're there on the Facebook Live, thanks so much for being there. Stay with me because there's loads of ways to get interactive on this show. And hello to John Donadio, who's just tuned in. Thanks for your advice, Ash. You want more enthusiasm? More enthusiasm? Come on, yes. that's just for you. I know you love to manipulate things on the airwaves. You've got me acting like a trained kind of monkey there now. But thanks to John Donadio for the wave. See, that's the more acceptable form of communication that I like. People are complaining about this microphone. All I'm going to say is that we all have different microphone covers to risk to shorten the risk of spreading anything. But it is movable down and up, so there you go. Perhaps I'll get a little bit nearer to the mic for those on the radio. If you really want to see the technology of it, you know, I can take you through that later. But anyway, let's get going with a track to start us off. And remember, lots of this show, as Kate Perry tunes in, hello, revolves around superheroes. Particularly, much of the music is inspired by heroes or superheroes. And many of you have suggested tracks which will be played during the show tonight. And we've got the Superhero World Cup final ongoing as well, which I'll tell you about. There's a quiz all about superheroes that you can get involved in. I'm being asked for shout outs before I play a track, so I've got to say hello to Alex, to James and William, with Ash, and to Marta. So to the entire family, hope you guys are okay. My mum has said hello. That's lovely, isn't it? So hello to my mum. She comes up as Fran Simmons on Facebook, but that would be a bit too formal. Hi. Anyway, right, I'm going to do a track. Enough wittering for now. Let's get going with a track that clearly is about being heroic. It's Enrique and Hero.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? Would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die? One you love, hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by. Have I lost my mind? I don't care if you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain.
Thank you. Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Great to have you along. Hope your Tuesday is entirely bearable so far. And many people are tuning in concurrently with the broadcast on Facebook Live. So hello to Steve Greatorex, the winner of last week's The Quiz That Goes Like This. Brian Patton has just tuned in. So a huge hello to you as well. Hope you're doing well, sir. And as ever, it's great to have people online being interactive. Colin Geary is going to blame my dad. I do that, Colin, with most things that ever occur. We're having gags about Dettol and bleach going on. You've got to get on the Facebook Live as well for the concurrent broadcast. It's well worth it. If you have a smart speaker / home assistant device, you can ask it to play Phoenix FM. Then you can tune in on your internet on the Facebook Live, or you can have the internet radio connection open on one tab and the Facebook Live open on another tab. There you go. Just a couple of ways you can do both things at once, even though you thought it might not be possible. And regular listeners will know, regular viewers now as well, will know that there are awards given out on this show. We will have details of how you can become my Legend of the Week a little bit later on, and also how you can take part in The Quiz That Goes Like This. I have been running a quiz during my radio show for the last few weeks as well. And we've only had two winners in 5 weeks of doing the quiz. Barbara Ferry has been incredibly brilliant at it, and Stephen Greatorex as well. So Barbara Ferry has 3 wins and is currently retired from taking part in the quiz, but there will be a Champion of Champions edition later on. Not in this show. Stephen Greatorex has now won 2 quizzes. Could we have a new quiz winner tonight? But surely more importantly than that is the Superhero World Cup. Now, if you've been on Facebook at any point in the last couple of days, you'll have noticed that my profile has been deluged with votes for the Superhero World Cup. And I picked 16 of the greatest superheroes, and then, thanks to your votes, I've tried to whittle them down to find out what the nation thinks is the best superhero in the world. And the final is taking place right now. Before I go off the air, we will have a winner officially declared. Some people want to know why I'm not wearing a superhero outfit on Superhero Day. Well, I found it difficult to get hold of a superhero outfit during lockdown, but there will be some kind of costume. That is all I'm going to say. Just something to keep you excited and the appetite wet. There we go. But you can be Legend of the Week, and that may be superhero related. But the Superhero World Cup can be voted on right now, and we may even get some crazy telephone callers to try and influence voting a little bit later on in the show as well, which will be rather exciting. I'm sure you'll agree. We're going to try and do that. It's all going on today. I mean, we had dinosaurs on the show last week. Could Andrew make a reappearance tonight? I know many of you will be worrying about that. Alex Mulak is there. Hello to you, Alex. Hope you're doing well. Hope everything is marvellous. Stay tuned, particularly if you're on the Facebook Live. I love to hear messages from people. There will be challenges coming later on. And it's just nice to know that you're out there and tuned in. As Alex Mulak says, hi. Thank you so much. Right, let's get some more music on, because that's partly what this show is all about as well. Great tracks throughout the 2 hours, as well as me being generally ridiculous and competitive and interactive. It's the show that goes like this. Anything can happen. I can go off at tangents based on what people who are tuned in some way or another say to me during the show. Right, all the music superhero related, much of which has been suggested by you guys. So here's a track that was suggested by the lovely Gillian Roberts. So thank you very much to you for suggesting The Script and Superheroes.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told he'll be nothing when he's cold.
they cry. When the moment is just right, you see fire in their eyes. As he's stronger than you know, a heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly. Cause they're taking too much hits, take a blow by blow. Now light him at stand back, watch him explode. She's got a lion in her heart, a fire in her soul. He's got a beast in his belly that's so hard to control. Cause they're taking too much hits, take a blow by blow. Now light him at stand back, watch him explode. Struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, now with a non-mirrored effect concurrent broadcast running on Facebook Live, so you can see things the right way round, which is rather exciting. As Rob Harvey, who will be in the studio after me, is watching and has liked this video, so thanks very much for that. So has Hannah Sharp. Well done, Hannah. Hello. Hope you voted on the Superhero World Cup final. Steve Hewlett's tuned in. This is all marvellous. If you're there, if you're tuned in right now and you haven't yet voted on the Superhero World Cup final, you need to do so. How do you do that? You go onto my Facebook page. You may have to scroll down very slightly and you will find the current state of play with the voting, and somehow the final is Batman versus Superman. Yes, it's all happening. Stuart Pink is there. Hello to you, sir. Hope you're doing well. That's marvellous. Yes, now I have to tell you about how Superman and Batman reached the final of the Superhero World Cup. So basically, I picked 16 of the greatest superheroes in the world. We pitted them against each other. And your votes have decided who won each round. So we had 8 heats, 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals and a final. And the first heat saw Black Widow take on Thor. Black Widow scored 24% of the vote. Thor made it through to the quarters with 76%. The next heat was the Hulk versus Batman. Batman winning 62-38. The next heat was Wolverine versus Ant-Man. A trouncing for Wolverine, 89-11. Superman trounced Iron Man in what I would call a surprise result, 77-23. Deadpool narrowly edged Captain America, 55-45. Wonder Woman saw off Black Panther, 74-26. And Spider-Man hammered Captain Marvel, shame it wasn't Thor really, 88-12. And then Doctor Strange saw off Aquaman, 57-43. So we had Thor, Batman, Wolverine, Superman, Deadpool, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man and Doctor Strange going through to the quarterfinals. Hello to John Cohen. As somebody messages me on Facebook, let me just reply to that. So yes, the quarterfinals then had a draw, random draw. and we had Thor take on Wolverine, and Thor was victorious, 58-42. Second quarterfinal was Batman versus Spider-Man, and Batman won, 54-46. A close one there. And then the third quarterfinal was Superman versus Deadpool, easy win for Superman, 74-26. And then the last quarterfinal, Wonder Woman versus Doctor Strange, even easier for Wonder Woman, 78-22. So our semi-finalists were Superman, Wonder Woman, Thor and Batman. And in the first semi-final, Superman saw off Wonder Woman 57-43 and Batman beat Thor 64-36. So now we have a final, Superman versus Batman. It's the Superhero World Cup. We're not asking who would win a hypothetical fight. We're not asking who has the best clothes, the best gadgets, the best powers. We're just asking which is better. If you haven't cast your vote yet, please do so now. Get onto my Facebook page and you can cast your vote. Just before I go off the air, we will have a final score decided. And I can tell you right now, in the final, 47% of the vote is with Superman, 53% is with Batman. There was a famous movie, Batman versus Superman. Will we have a similar result to that movie in this poll tonight? So the hotly contested poll is supremely hotly contested this evening. It's which superhero is the best, Superman or Batman? Simply asking which is better, Superman or Batman. You may have your own reasons for voting whichever way. If you've already voted, thank you so much. Many, many votes have come in. It's been more votes than I could shake a stick at, and I can shake lots of sticks. But if you haven't voted, or if you want to get some of your friends to vote the way you've voted, then please share that with them. And they can vote then. It's just a simple one-click thing. My Facebook profile is public, so anyone on Facebook can vote. You're just going to have to share it with them and tell them which way you want them to vote, or try and persuade them. And in a few minutes' time, I will try and make some telephone calls to people who voted one way or another and see if they can persuade other people how they should vote. So Matthew Endersby is watching. Hello to you, sir. Don't forget there will be opportunity to be Legend of the Week as well, which I will explain to you in about 15-20 minutes' time. And we'll have celebrity birthdays that occur on this day. And I will be able to let you take part in the quiz that goes like this as well. It's really all happening here on Phoenix FM and concurrently on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay right there if you are, because lots going on, lots of ways to be interactive. You can just send me messages to make me laugh. So it's absolutely fabulous, whatever happens. Anyway, I'm going to get another track on. It's all superhero related. This track was suggested by Kate Pirrie earlier on today on social media, former multiple Legend of the Week winner. It's David Bowie, it's Heroes.
Like dolphins can swim.
Phoenix FM.
So that was David Bowie and Heroes. All of the music tonight is related to heroes and superheroes in some way or another. Superhero Day is trending across the world on social media right now. Yes, the 28th of April is National Superhero Day. And excitingly, regular contributors to the show have been in touch, and Ron Wilmot has sent me a message which says, as far as I'm concerned, there is only one superhero. It's Gary Collins. Now, that's a nice gesture, because I've always thought of those people as rivals. If you're regular listeners to my show, you might know that whenever Ron Wilmot comments on something, Gary Collins tends to get involved as well. I don't know, maybe they live together. I've never met them, but I'm very glad that they're regular listeners. John Good, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, says, when it comes to superheroes, you can't beat Wonder Woman. Hashtag Linda Carter crush. There we go. Well, it's Gal Gadot now, isn't it? Or is it Gadot? I've forgotten how to pronounce her name. Gadot. Gadot. That's not a debate for this moment in time. Hayden Parker's there. Hello to you, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to now give a shout out to, let me get this right, Logan Bailey, Gypsy the Dog and Sheldon the Gecko. So hello to all of you guys tuning in the Roberts household. Hope it's all going wonderfully well for you. And a very good point made by Bobbo there that, yes, we are dealing with fictional superheroes, but huge shout out, as ever, has been said many times over the last few weeks to all the heroes of the NHS frontline, putting themselves in danger every single day. But yes, thanks for mentioning that, Bobbo. Absolutely. Right, I'm going to play one more track. And then remember, we have got the Superhero World Cup running. I'm going to have a couple of phone calls with some people to try and influence the vote. People who voted for one of their favourite superheroes, can they influence other listeners and viewers to this programme to try and get them to vote? Or maybe, controversial here, change their original vote. Nick Gilder's tuned in. Hello again, Nick Gilder. Thank you very much for being there. Thanks for your lovely comments. Hope you're well, sir. Right, now, I said all the music was suggested by you lovely guys. Well, much of it was. And last week's Legend of the Week was Tracy Blease, and she suggested I play this next song. So one week, Tracy, your Legend of the Week. The next week, you get a request on the airwaves. So that's fabulous. Hope it makes you happy. This is Bonnie Tyler.
Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and excitingly, I've been joined on the telephone by the one and only Nick Murphy.
Hello.
Hello, Nick Murphy. How are you?
I've never been lovelier. Thank you.
Is it exciting to know that you're not just on the radio, you're also everywhere in the world on Facebook Live?
Well, as your radio station is on the internet, then I'm already everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
As the internet.
It's a weird kind of phenomenon, really, because I'm everywhere in the world vocally and also video-wise with Facebook Live. You're everywhere in the world vocally on the radio and also vocally on Facebook Live. So in two ways, you're doing the same thing.
I've come off Facebook Live because I find that too confusing.
Yes, there is a slight delay to the Facebook Live broadcast, I guess for decency reasons and copyright reasons, so that if anything happened that breached something, they could just cancel it. But
decency reasons. So if we said something horrendously rude, all the people at Facebook that are checking this would beep us out, would they? Would they?
Who knows?
Would they?
Who knows? Anyway, that's not why you're here, Nick Murphy.
Oh, that's the only reason I answered the phone.
The reason you're here is because, obviously, there is a very hotly contested vote going on right now about...
Spider-Man was robbed.
Yeah, I was...
Not literally, because he's Spider-Man, so if someone tried to rob him, he would just web them up and it'd be fine.
He trounced Captain Marvel in his heat, and then he was robbed by Batman in the quarterfinal. I was surprised, because I do love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But there you go. Anyway,
Spider-Man is the greatest hero. That's the answer to everything.
So what we're saying is, had Batman not got through and Spider-Man was in the final, would you have voted the other way?
Obviously.
Right.
Everyone should have done. If they didn't, they're wrong. They need to know this. This is not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of fact.
Right, there we go. So, in terms of this final, it's Superman versus Batman. We will have a telephone caller to speak on behalf of Batman, but we have Nick Murphy on with an impassioned plea for Superman votes, really. Firstly, why have you voted for Superman ahead of Batman?
He is the iconic superhero. When people think of superheroes, they think of Superman.
Yeah.
Why? He's all about truth. He's all about justice.
Yes.
Batman is dark. He's shades of grey, which doesn't make him a superhero. And more importantly, he's not a superhero. He's a hero. I'll give you that.
Right.
He's a good hero. He can do things that most humans can only dream of. But he's not superhuman. He's not a superhero. He can beat most people given enough time to prepare.
Yeah.
But Superman is essentially a living god. He doesn't have to prepare, go to the Batcave, work out what to do, like use his supercomputer, he literally just gets out of bed and defeats evil. That's what I want from my superheroes.
Wow, that is a brilliant plea, I have to say, and good reasons for voting for Superman. Apologies for people who are only tuned in on Facebook Live who wouldn't have been able to hear Nick Murphy, because obviously he's coming out of my headphones. Perhaps if I turn the speakers up in the studio, that might
be... I'm also coming out of my trousers, but luckily I'm not being filmed, so that's okay.
Thank goodness for that. there is no way of making this phone call be heard. You can't hear Nick Murphy on Facebook Live, but you have to tune in, see? You have to be on phoenixfm.com to hear Nick Murphy.
So the Facebook Live people are really getting shortchanged. Right.
They're just getting half of the conversation, really. But, you know, all the more reason to keep tuned in to Phoenix FM at the same time as watching Facebook Live. Just open another tab. It's as simple as that.
I think it's important that you now just say to the Facebook Live people, well done, Nick, that is the greatest argument why Superman's the best superhero that has ever existed. And then they won't know that I was talking utter rubbish.
I will do that, yeah. In no way is what Nick Murphy said drivel. I think he's been quite succinct and has spoken well. There is a whole argument that I know Nick Murphy has had on social media before about the fact that Superman actually possesses superpowers and Batman has a lot of gadgets and vehicles, etc.
I'm not taking away from Batman's ability. As a human, he is probably, you know, one of the peak humans. He is a very highly trained hand-to-hand fighter.
Yeah.
He's got incredible detective skills.
Yes.
And like I say, with preparation, he can pretty much beat anyone.
Of course.
The fact is, Superman can beat anyone without preparation.
Right.
He wakes up and he goes, I'm Superman, I can literally do that. I can leap tall buildings in a single bound, which was always a bit odd. As soon as he could fly, the fact that he can leap tall buildings seems a little bit irrelevant.
He's good at jumping as well as flying, yeah.
You know, he's as fast as the Flash. The Flash is basically the fastest superhero, except that Superman, in the races, whenever they've raced each other, it's generally a draw. Quite often, Superman actually has to hold back. He's so powerful, he has to hold back when he's fighting the forces of evil and villainy so that he doesn't kill them. He holds back. Now, I understand. Batman has a no-kill policy.
Yeah.
But it's much harder when you're basically, you're having to work at your full level to take someone down. Superman can rein it in. He can just do 10% and take out people Batman could only dream of.
Nick, I have to say, they're all wonderful arguments. I'm probably going to ask you to draw it to a close now, just because people on Facebook Live...
I'm not sure I can, because I can talk about this for a couple of days.
Well, fortunately, I could just put a fader down on the sound desk, and then I wouldn't know you're there or not. But,
but I'd still be talking.
Brilliant. But is there anything you'd like to say? I know many people on Facebook Live won't be able to hear you, but, you know, is there anything you'd just like to say to the world of Phoenix FM before you go? You've got maybe 10 seconds to sum everything up.
I would say, just bear this in mind, that Rachel Woollett has really bad BO. Bear that in mind when you're casting your votes, okay?
Well, Nick Murphy, thank you so much for being here. You're an utter legend.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye
thank
for
you.
Now. Well, let me just return our studio to its correct state, and there we go. As Fiona Allison tunes in and Eddie Bushell tunes in, some of you may be wondering what on earth was going on there if you're on Facebook Live only. But yes, you're right, Eddie Bushell. I found a way to make myself the right way round. I was having a telephone call in the studio there with Nick Murphy, who was speaking on behalf of Superman in the Superhero World Cup final. And I will have another telephone call very shortly with someone speaking on behalf of Batman. And he said, Vatman, isn't that the tax man? Or a man who just keeps falling into a vat or owns a lot of vats. I've lost it slightly. But anyway, thanks so much if you've tuned in. It's great to have you along. Stay right there on Facebook Live, because after we've had the next telephone caller with his plea to get you to vote for Batman, I will be letting you know how you can win Legend of the Week this week and take part in the quiz that goes like this as well. So it's all happening as ever. I'm going to get another track on for everybody. So let's do that right now. It's another heroic track. It's Queen and Flash.
Rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Flash! Ah!
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and yes, I have now got back my telephone caller. The fabulous fellow Phoenix FM presenter Stuart Pink is on the line.
Hey, he is. Hello, Ben. How's it going?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Sorry about the problems. There's a little bit of kryptonite on the line.
Yeah, I think it was, which is something you might want because you voted for Batman in the final of the Superhero World Cup.
Obviously.
So what, when you say obviously, why should people vote for Batman?
Well, I mean, how long you got, Ben? I mean, the list is as long as your arm. I mean, it's a non-starter. I mean, yeah. Nick Murphy phoned up to state the case for Superman, and he wasn't even his first choice. B-team at best, Superman.
That is a good point, yeah.
Nick said he was an icon, and but to be honest with you, a style icon, certainly not. He wears his pants over his trousers.
Yeah.
Superman.
Yeah.
He can't even get himself dressed properly. So for that reason, I like Batman Wins.
That's a good point. I like that, yeah.
I mean, there are so many reasons. The contacts, you can get in touch with Batman. Superman.
Yeah, you've just got to hope he's there. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Batman, yeah. He's got a bat signal. So you don't even need his number. You just need to put a light up in the air. Turns up. It's reliable. It's always there.
Yeah, nice. And we have to say, movie-wise, at least, I think Batman films have been a lot more successful than Superman films, haven't they, as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. He's had more enemies.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
More fair-wise. Superman, there's only so many times you can just get defeated by Lex Luthor, isn't there? But Batman...
That's a good point. One of Superman's biggest enemies is a human man. And yeah. Batman has all these crazy, ridiculous aliens / evil beings he has to kind of deal with.
He's taken on a penguin. As we all know, the penguins are the toughest of all species.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to take him on.
Yeah, nice. We can get rock hopper penguins. They sound a bit harder, don't they, I think? Definitely. Who's your favourite Batman villain from any movies? For me...
I think it...
Oh, God, no, go on, sorry, I should have let you say. Go on, Stuart.
I reckon the Riddler.
Yeah.
Because he was so confusing most of the time.
Yeah, I did think the Joker, Heath Ledger's Joker was pretty awesome, but Jack Nicholson's Joker was the first one I remember as well, with a kind of strange mouth, extra large mouth that he had. That was very good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I was slightly off-put by the Joker, because it was the latest Joker film.
Yeah, I know, that's...
As a comedian, it makes you see life differently.
You're wondering, we might all be heading down that path.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, Stu, thank you so much. Apologies for the error before getting you on the airwaves before, but you've spoken passionately about Batman. If you just had 10 or 20 seconds to sum it all up, what would you say? A last gasp, desperate effort for extra votes for Batman.
Okay, day job, Bruce Wayne is like Dyson or Elon Musk. Sorting out ventilators, making people eat, that sort of stuff. Bruce Wayne is a national treasure before he even gets in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
He's got a relatable backstory. His parents died when he was young. He became an orphan and sorted himself out, got himself on the right path. He's like a millionaire businessman now. He's turned it around. This is X Factor. He'd get the emotional plea and go straight through to the next round. Superman can fly. That's cool. Batman has the coolest car ever.
That's a good point. Yes. Well, Stuart Pink, thank you so much. I know you'll be back on the airwaves yourself on Friday and Saturday, so look out for Stuart there. But, yeah, thanks for being here on the show that goes like this.
Pleasure.
Cheers, mate.
I appreciate you doing national service of working out the greatest, you know, answering this lifelong debate.
Exactly. And that's what we're hoping to put it to rest once and for all.
Go on, Batman.
Right, cheers, Stuart. I'll see you soon. All the best, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot. Bye. So that was Stuart Pink. Let me just return the studio to the correct state, which I have now done. So hopefully all the gremlins have gone. Let's just have a check with a friendly Phoenix FM jingle.
Phoenix FM.
There we go. Everything must be okay because that just worked. So fabulous. Thanks for still being there on Facebook Live. If you've been on Phoenix FM, you've heard both sides of the conversation where I've spoken to Nick Murphy about Superman and now Stuart Pink about Batman. And has it affected things? Well, we've only just had Stuart Pink's call. It's got very close in the voting now. 49% of voters going for Superman, 51% going for Batman. What happens in the event of a dead heat? Oh, I haven't come prepared with any kind of tie-break options, but anyway, there we go. Sheer excitement going on today. I'm going to get another track on, and then I will tell you how you can take part in the quiz that goes like this, and how you can be my legend of the week for this week. I'll better give you an hour or so to kind of work your way through the tasks this week. Yes, you do have to do something in order to win awards, you know. I can't just give it to someone who's just sat at home doing nothing. Anyway, hope you all... Absolutely lovely. Yes, Tracy Blees is upset Aquaman didn't get to the final. He didn't even make it past his first round. He got beaten by Doctor Strange in the heat, Tracy. You know, are you saying that because of the character or are you saying it because of Jason Momoa? That's all I'm going to ask. Anyway, here's a remix of a track that I enjoyed that was used in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film. Hence, it's related to superheroes. This is the brilliant Run DMC and Tricky.
Right on time, it's tricky. It's tricky. It's tricky. It's tricky.
Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And that was a remix of Run DMC's Tricky. I love the original. Love that remix. And if you look for the trailer of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, there is one with that song playing in the background, which is rather marvellous. Anyway, yes, the main thing I've been focusing on tonight, if I can just get a good view of my computer screen, is the Superhero World Cup. And it's incredibly tight. The voting has just changed. Someone must have changed their vote. Superman has just edged into the lead. It's 51% of voters going with Superman, 49% going with Batman. If you've just tuned in to the Facebook Live broadcast, and hello to Keith Wilmot, who's done so, hope you're okay, or you're listening on Phoenix FM, then get to my Ben Simmons Facebook page and cast your vote. A handful of votes could make all the difference. It is incredibly close. We're asking which superhero is better, Superman or Batman. There were heats, there were quarterfinals and semifinals featuring 16 of the greatest superheroes. We've whittled them down to the final two over the last couple of days. And just before I go off the air, in around about 50 minutes' time, we will be revealing who the winner is. There's just 1% in the vote at the moment. So get on to that vote. If you're Nick Murphy or you're Stuart Pink, get your friends to vote for the way you voted. You know, you've not got long to do it. 51% currently going with Superman, 49% going with Batman. The most number of votes we've had on a poll on the show that goes like this. But now, let's just calm down for a second. Regular tuner inners will be excited to know what you need to do to be my legend of the week for this week. Well, yes, the 28th of April is National Superhero Day. So what I am asking is, as Hannah Warren tunes in, hello to Hannah, what I'm asking is for people to send in either the following: a photograph of yourself trying to be a superhero. I will show you the attire I have brought to the studio, which enables me to feel slightly more heroic after the next track. So you need to send me a photograph of yourself. I know you're in lockdown. Give you something to do, won't it? Maybe you've got a mask somewhere. Maybe you can create a superhero. Maybe you've got a superhero costume somewhere and you can just put that on. And then you need to put a photo of it on my Facebook profile. I will put a Legend of the Week post up in a second while the next track is on. You just need to put your photo as a comment to that post. I'll just put a post that says Legend of the Week photos here, please comment below. And that is where you send your photo of yourself as a superhero. Perhaps it's more likely that you have a child that wants to dress up as a superhero. If you can do that, they will be eligible as well to get you the Legend of the Week award. Or if you don't have the facility to dress up as a superhero and don't want to feel left out, just send me a message on this Facebook Live feed of the name of a superhero you could be. Maybe Lockdown Man. You know, someone that keeps everybody socially distanced and keeps them staying at home. Or Milkman. Someone that provides dairy products all across town. You know, I've thought about this very carefully. But, you know, make me laugh. If you can make me laugh with the name of a potential new superhero, that's fabulous. But if you can take a photograph of yourself dressed as any kind of superhero, existing or otherwise, you will be in the running to be my Legend of the Week. So I'm going to put another track on. While that's on, look out on my Facebook profile. Right at the top, there will be a post to be Legend of the Week. After this, I'll give you details of how you can enter the quiz that goes like this for this week as well. Time for that will be limited. So much to squeeze in. It's all happening. Here come Superman Lovers with Starlight. We'll be right back.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons here on the airwaves on Phoenix FM with a concurrent live broadcast on Facebook Live. And it could be the battle of the fellow Phoenix FM presenters at the moment to be my legend of the week this week. We've got wonderful photos sent in from Stuart Pink, who just joined me on the telephone a few minutes back, and also from John Good as well. And now, from Bobbo Roberts as well. They're all being Superman. You can see these pictures if you get onto my Facebook profile. Do be aware, ladies and gents, if you do post a photo there, it can be viewed by anybody. My profile is public. It isn't just my friends. So you are risking showing yourself off to the nation. But hopefully it's all in good spirits and everybody's doing very well, keeping everybody entertained, which is marvellous. Yes, so thanks to so many people who've tuned in. I'm going to tell you now very quickly how you can enter the quiz that goes like this, the sixth quiz this week. Not the sixth quiz this week. This week it is the sixth quiz I've produced. And so, beneath the post where I have asked on my Facebook profile for Legend of the Week photos, and I've said comment below with your superhero efforts, if you scroll below those photos, you will see another post that says the Superhero Quiz 006. Click on that link. It will take you to a quiz hosting site where I have designed this quiz. It's all about superheroes this week because, yes, the 28th of April is National Superhero Day. You will get 3 minutes to complete 15 multiple choice questions all about superheroes. And then you must take a screenshot or a photo with your phone of your score out of 15 and post it as a comment beneath that original post on my Facebook profile. So complete the quiz. You've got 3 minutes to do it. Not from now. You can do it in your own time. But the show finishes at 8 o'clock. So you've got to do it before then. Take the quiz, do it now if you tuned in, if you're on Facebook Live or if you're on the airwaves, just take a minute. It's the Superhero Quiz 006 on my Facebook profile. Scroll below the photos of Legend of the Weeks. You then click the link. The first thing you have to do is scroll down to the green Play Auto button. Bernie Clifton's there. Hello, sir. Scroll down to the green Play Auto button, take the quiz and provide evidence of how well you've done. Now, we've had five of these quizzes with only two winners so far. Could we have a brand new quiz winner tonight? Remember, you may not be incredibly knowledgeable about superheroes, but you may be one of only a handful of people to actually enter in the correct way and send me the evidence of your score. If that is the case, you could still be the winner with a relatively low score. Don't panic. Hello to Emma Abbott. Hello to Barry Liptrot as well. Fabulous to know all you guys are out there. So, yes, I'm encouraging you now. Yes, there is a poll you can vote on. Yes, there's Legend of the Week you can send photos to. But there is now the superhero quiz as well. Take part in that quiz. Click the link on my Facebook profile. Scroll down to the green play auto button. Do the multiple choice quiz. But then when you finish and you get your score out of 15, you must post a photo underneath the original quiz link on my Facebook profile. Hope that's clear. Do it as a comment under the Superhero Quiz 006. That is where you post your photo as evidence of how well you've done, or maybe not, at the quiz. Hope that's clear. So, lots of concurrent things running now. As Sarah East is there. That's fair. Sarah Villanida East, I beg your pardon. Hope you're doing okay. Lovely to hear from you. And, yes, so at the moment, what is it? Oh, it's still very close in the greatest superhero of all time votes. The Superhero World Cup still says Superman with 51% of the vote. Batman with 49% of the vote. Voting must stop at around about 8:58 this evening. Who is going to be ultimately victorious? It is all happening. So, yes, you can cast that vote. You can also respond to my request for Legend of the Week photographs of yourself as a superhero. Or you can take part in the quiz that goes like this, which is all about superheroes. I need evidence of how well you've done those. So under the quiz link, once you've done it, get a photograph and post a photo of your score. And if you want to be Legend of the Week this week, post a photo of yourself as a superhero. And I like Adam Dakin, who's been a supervillain. That's subverted things very well there. The Space Invader. I am afraid, Adam Dakin. That's excellent work. Well done. While I come to terms with that, let's get another track on. Now, all the tracks are related to superheroes in some way or another. This one was inspired by Rachel Woollett's suggestion, because Thor had a hammer, didn't he? And he also talks about thunder a lot. This is Mech featuring Leo Sayer with Thunder in My Heart.
Bye.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Thunder in My Heart from Mech there, because of Thor, really, the superhero. That's what inspired that choice, anyway. Hate Your 28th of April is marvellous. I think there's nothing else I have to bring new to the show this week, but it's just all got to develop now in the remaining 40 minutes or so left before I leave you, and Rob Harvey comes into the studio with Synth City. So, yes, there is the quiz that goes like this is now live. Could we have a brand new winner this week? There is also the hotly contested poll to decide the Superhero World Cup. Who is better, ultimately, Superman or Batman? And I will tell you, an awful lot of votes have come in, and it is 50-50 right now. Incredible. So, you know, get everybody you know to vote. It's on my Facebook profile. I might share it again to a bit nearer the top a little bit later on. But it's all happening. So many votes have come in, and it's completely even Stevens. Who would have foreseen that? I'll tell you also what, whoever wins that World Cup of Superheroes, that will influence the song I play us out with tonight. So maybe that could have an effect as well. Could that make people want to change their vote or, you know, ring round a few friends and get them to vote? Because we've got Superman versus Batman in the final. If Superman wins, I will play us out with Black Lace, Superman. If Batman wins, I will play us out with Kiss from a Rose by Seal, which was featured in the film Batman Forever. So, you know, do you want some 80s cheese or do you want some 90s angst? It's difficult, isn't it? Well, it's more of a ballad, I suppose. It wasn't very angsty from Seal, was it? But glad Kate Pirrie's out there. Hello to you. Hope you're doing well. Hope Keith and Jacob are okay as well. And thanks so much for people that have taken part in the quiz that goes like this. Thank you so much for people that have sent in photographs attempting to be Legend of the Week. Thanks so much to Bobbo Roberts, who sent in a photograph of the lizard. Was it a lizard or a gecko? Apologies, I think I've forgotten. So special hello to Danielle Pasquale as well and her family. Hope she's okay. And thank you very much to you for tuning in, which is all very exciting. So much going on. Get onto my Facebook profile, basically. You may have to scroll down to show true dedication, but there is the quiz that goes like this. There is the post asking to be Legend of the Week, where you've got to comment with yourself in superhero attire or an offspring. That will work. And whichever is the best photograph, I will deem. And then give that person the highly coveted Legend of the Week award, as Joe Johnston is there once again. Hello, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And scroll a bit further down my profile page and you can find the hotly contested poll asking which is better, Superman or Batman. 50-50 right now. One or two votes either way could decide it. You can vote. You can decide. This really matters. Who is your favourite hero? We will decide. And also get a track to play us out based upon who wins. And maybe for another time we'll have to have the best villain. You know, although many people think Darth Vader should win that. And just while I'm on the airwaves, just to broadcast actually on the airwaves in this. Yes, I am now wearing my Stormtrooper mask again. I don't know how easy it is to be picked up on the microphone. There may be some unnecessary audio effects going across. But, you know, nothing wrong with a Stormtrooper mask every now and again, is there? Just like to bring that to the airwaves. So it's been a wacky show as ever tonight. And I like to be wacky. I like to play you good music as well, though. So let's play some more superhero-related music. Just before I do, I'll say hello to Steve Galler, who's just joined us. Hello, Steve. Stay right there. Here, then, comes Meatloaf with Bat out of, not heaven, hell.
Valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam in the heat. Oh, baby, oh, and wherever you are and wherever you go,
There's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now, before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, this is still the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Yes, the level of craziness has possibly risen even ahead of what it was in previous weeks, despite the concurrent Facebook Live broadcast, so you can see what's actually going on in the studio. Yes, I have been in a Stormtrooper helmet this week as well, live on the air and on the video. Bernie Clifton's just said, my personal hero worked in my local chip shop, Batterman. I like that, Bernie. Well done, sir. And if you're new to the show, you won't necessarily realise that I have a sidekick who joined me last week, known as Andrew the Dinosaur. There he is. Andrew, how are you? All right, you made a brief appearance while I was a Stormtrooper a few minutes ago, but everything all right with you? Not too bothered by lockdown? Because you're basically a glove puppet and don't have sentient feelings? Yes, that was a bit too much for him to consider, but there you go. Anyway, this is Andrew. He's bringing a cuter element to the show that goes like this week. If you're only tuned in on the radio, you may be wondering what the heck is going on. But yes, I have my dinosaur sidekick that has joined me in the studio now, Andrew. Now, don't get in the shot too much and milk it. Tristan Ward has joined us. Do you know Tristan Ward, Andrew? You don't know him? Well, he's a very nice person. Hopefully you can meet him in the future. But yeah, so if you were to vote, Andrew, Superman versus Batman, who would you say is the greatest superhero? Right, there we go. I know now. There we go. Okay. I'm not going to reveal Andrew's choice. That would be insinuating bias in some way or another. But I think it's time for you to have a rest now. All right. Say bye to everybody. Thanks very much. Okay. Now, don't forget, there's around about half an hour left of this programme tonight. Lots of things you can do before I go off the air. You can vote on the Superhero World Cup, Superman versus Batman, which is better. It's just a one-click vote. You can take a photo of yourself dressed as a superhero and post that on my profile where I've requested Legend of the Week photos. And you can also do the quiz that goes like this, all related to superheroes this week. That's just below. Click the link, find the play auto green button, take part in the quiz, provide evidence of your score. Take a photo on your phone or a screen grab and put it as a comment beneath the original quiz link on my profile. And only four or five people have done the quiz so far, so you may not need a high score in order to do well. So, you know, to officially enter the quiz, we have to get evidence of your result. So, I will get some more music on and then try and sort out the multitude of other things going on. Hotly contested poll, Superman versus Batman, we will find out one way or another. The winner will also influence the track that plays us out tonight. And we will find out who will be Legend of the Week in about 25 minutes as well. And you can take part in the quiz that goes like this. Haven't even done celebrity birthdays. That better come up after the next track. Here then is a song suggested earlier on today by Lynn Parry and Alex Mulak, independent of each other. It's Three Doors Down and Kryptonite.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman, my kryptonite. This I will keep. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my super. Tonight.
Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, we're into the final quarter of the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. This is Phoenix FM 98.0. If you're in the surrounding areas of Brentwood, Billericay or parts of Essex, although we do broadcast in East London, South Suffolk and North West Kent as well. But thanks to the internet, you just go to phoenixfm.com. You can listen to us from anywhere in the world. And now I also broadcast on Facebook Live while the show is on. So it's literally happening everywhere. As I nearly swallow some strange bit of dust and have to clear my throat. But yes, right. Hope it's all going well for you. It's the 28th of April. It's Clean Comedy Day, Great Poetry Reading Day, National Cubicle Day, School Bus Drivers Day. But most excitingly, we will have the fanfare jingle again. It's National Superhero Day. So all this show has been heavily dedicated to superheroes. And my dad has posted a photo of my mum dressed as Golden Wonder Woman and myself dressed as Spider-Man. But I was about 8 at the time. So if you want to enjoy that, get to my Facebook profile. If you want to be interactive, there's a quiz you can take part in. There's a poll you can vote in. And it's all happening. We've got to decide the greatest superhero by the end of this programme. Is it Superman or is it Batman? I'm not sure who's going to be victorious. It's very, very close. It's gone the other way. There's been a couple more votes come in. It's now 49% Superman, 51% Batman. This is sheer craziness. If you're tuned in, if you're on Facebook Live or if you're listening to this, you can cast a vote and it could all change. We've got about 20 minutes of voting left. It's been ebbing and flowing all day. The voting started around about 2:30 this afternoon. And Superman took an early lead. Batman fought back and then was leading for so long. In the last 10 minutes, Superman went back ahead and Batman has now gone into a 52-48 lead. If you feel very strongly, share this poll. Get your friends to vote. You know, this is the ultimate decision. Who is better, Superman or Batman? And a handful of votes either way could change everything. And yes, it is on my Facebook profile, right near the top again right now. Jamie Jones is there. Has he voted? Superman or Batman? You've got to go to my Facebook profile and cast your vote. It's just a one-click thing. There are some other things you can do that involve more clicks, where you post photos of yourself dressed as a superhero if you want to win my Legend of the Week award, or you post a photo of your quiz result if you take part in the quiz that goes like this. Follow the link, choose Play Auto, and then show evidence of your score. So, here we go. Right, let's get another track on. Everything's happening. It's all very exciting. And here's a track that was suggested by Stuart James earlier on today. So this is for you, Stuart. Your request made it onto the airwaves. All tracks superhero related. This is Foo Fighters with My Hero. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM.
Well, we're getting to the very end of this show now. We've just got 20 minutes or so, well, probably 18 minutes or so left before the news comes on at 8 o'clock, and then we'll have Synth City with Rob Harvey. So if you're into your electro synth-based music, stay tuned to this station. And there's, as ever, the summing up of the show's got to happen. We've got to decide on Legend of the Week. We've got to keep you informed on the quiz winners. We've got to work out who the world's best superhero ever is. But before any of that, I haven't forgotten to squeeze in some celebrity birthdays. So, it's the 28th of April. It's Jessica Alba's birthday today. Actress, she's 39. Fellow actress Penelope Cruz is 46 today. Talk show host Jay Leno is 70 today. And Manchester United footballer Juan Mata is 32 today. And then, had they survived, Saddam Hussein would have been 83 today. And at the other end of the spectrum, Oscar Schindler would have been 108 today. And rather excitingly, King Edward IV of England would have been 578 today. If it's your birthday, many happy returns. I believe it's Helen Farrell's birthday today. So happy birthday to you. Those are your celebrity birthdays and Helen Farrell birthdays for now. So stay tuned, whether you're on Facebook Live, whether you're on 98.0 FM, whether you're on phoenixfm.com. You'll find out the results to everything that's been going on in around about 10 minutes or so. All sheer craziness going on. So, yes, and don't forget, it is Clean Comedy Day today. It's Great Poetry Reading Day today. It's National Cubicle Day, if you work in a bizarre office, although with social distancing, probably not allowed to anymore. It's School Bus Drivers Day today. But most excitingly, it's National Superhero Day. Let's have that jingle again. And yes, so lots going on, lots to be decided. Don't forget the poll, the hotly contested poll simply asks which superhero is better, Superman or Batman. We've had the World Cup of Superheroes over the last couple of days. They've made it to the final. It's going to be so, so close. If you haven't cast a vote yet or you want to change your vote, you can do so now. It's on my Facebook profile. A couple of other things on my Facebook profile to get involved with in the death throes of this show. The quiz that goes like this, all about superheroes this week, 006. There's a link to that. We need evidence of your score posted underneath. And remember, former winners, well, people who've won three or more times are not eligible to win this week. Until we have our Champion of Champions edition. We need a few people to win multiple times. So Barbara Ferry has done very well at the quiz in previous weeks, but she can't be the winner this week. And Stephen Greatorex has won twice. If he were to win this week, he won't be eligible in future weeks either for a little while, at least. So could we get a brand new quiz winner tonight? So take part in the quiz, use the Play Auto button, get a score out of 15, post evidence of your score. And then also, on my Facebook profile, a little bit lower down, I have requested photographs to be Legend of the Week. You have to send a photo of yourself, or a member of your family maybe, dressed as a superhero. So we'll be looking through those intently over the next few minutes to try and work out who could possibly win. Let's get some more music on. Always great music on this show as well, to boot with everything else. And here's one of my favourite films being celebrated musically by the actor who starred in it, which is quite rare. It's Will Smith. It's Men in Black.
Here come the MIBs.
Here come the men in black.
Nah, nah, nah.
The
good guys dress in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government
list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. And so the darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight tight, camera zoom on the impending doom, but then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer, vivid memories turn to fantasies, ain't no MIBs, can I please, do what we say, that's the way we kick it, yeah I mean, or see the noisy cricket get wicked on you, we're your first, last and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe, so don't fear us, cheer us, if you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless, and my bees freezing up all black.
Yes, and more.
Men in black, and. Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, let me make your neck work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing, I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection, cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be, so go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in. Sorry.
Phoenix FM.
Well, this is the last bit of me talking before one final track, and then we have the sum up of the show. We're not quite sure what song is going to play us out yet, because remember, you can vote still on the Superhero World Cup and decide who is better, Superman or Batman. So many votes have come in, it's been incredible. At the moment, 48% of voters say Superman, 52% say Batman. So remember, if Superman wins, we're playing out with Black Lace. If Batman wins, we're playing out with Seal. So it could make all the difference. If you haven't yet voted or you want to try and persuade somebody else to vote, go to my Facebook profile. It's right at the top, the one-click vote, asking for which superhero is better, Superman or Batman. And just a handful of votes could swing it back the other way. So nothing's decided yet, even with one more track to play. To that end, I will get it on right now. So here's a little bit of Tina Turner. Are ever gonna change? Was Tina Turner and the classic We Don't Need Another Hero. And now then, I'm going to try and do my best to sum up this evening and everything that's happened, and then find a song to play us out. And you won't know what song that is until I give you the result of the hotly contested poll, the result of the Superhero World Cup. Before I do that, though, it's time to bestow, excitingly, a brand new The Quiz That Goes Like This winner. And remember, if you've won three times already, you're not eligible to take part in the quiz at the moment. So apologies to Barbara Ferry, who has done very well again. But we've had Rachel Woollett score 12. We've had Stephen Greatorex score 7. Eddie Bushell score 10. Tracy Blees score 12. Andy Onion score 9. But Nick Ashton is this week's winner with an impressive score of 13. Very well done to you, Nick. Congratulations, sir. Now, what about Legend of the Week, then? Well, it's been so hotly contested. There's been some amazing photographs sent in of superhero costumes, particularly one of myself and my mum from when I was about 8 years old that my dad has lovingly put up on Facebook for all the world to see. Thanks so much for that. But it is a brilliant photo, but I don't really think it can win. If you're going about sheer quality of costumes, I've let myself down with the Spider-Man there at the age of 8, because, let's be honest, they were also pyjamas, although my mum looked fabulous as Golden Wonder Woman with packets of crisps in interesting places on the costume. But thanks to Sean Tobin for his Deadpool photo, Eddie Bushell for his Invisible Man, Kate Peary and her son Jacob with Spider-Man, Tracy Blees with John as Captain Underpants, and also Adam Dakin as the Space Invader. Then we've had Bobo Roberts and Stuart Pink as Superman, but with an unbelievable Superman costume. This week's Legend of the Week is fellow Phoenix FM presenter John Good. So huge, huge congratulations to John Good, and shockingly, the world's greatest superhero as a result of the most hotly contested of all polls is Batman. I'm surprised. 48% of the vote has gone with Superman. 52% of the vote has gone with Batman. It's the most votes we've ever had. So I'm going to play us out with a track from Batman Forever by Seal. So thanks so much for being a part of this tonight, whether you've been on Facebook Live, whether you've been on the airwaves on Phoenix FM. It's been a pleasure, as always. I'll be back with all the same level of ridiculousness next week. Keep it here, because Rob Harvey's up soon. But this is Kiss from a Rose. Bye for now. That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Bye.
so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot and the light that you shine can't be seen? So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? The gloom.